Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Sha'ar HaBitachon. And of course, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos has been taking us through a process of realizing what it is we need to have to become Ba'alei Bitachon, and why it is that, if it's so obvious, why is it that we don't understand? So of course, he said we relate to the world in a certain way. He says, as a person becomes more aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he matures in his bitachon in the process. So for instance, he says, there are certain times where a person is growing, he can't miss the understanding that Hashem runs the world. Like for instance, when a person turns around and realizes that rain comes, it's going to be a rainy day today, and we see that rain grows things. My son is currently gardening as part of his excitement for the summer. So he's always amazed that, yes, he can water the crops, but it works so much better and more exact when the crops have rain on them. And that proves that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't prove it. It's just yet another basis for the understanding of Hashem. We had a terrible hurricane last week here in the neighborhood. A lot of trees went down. So, of course, the understanding of hurricanes and storms. The man knows he can't control those things. And when you know you can't do something, you know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing on top of you. Sometimes we have to think about the things that are around us that we know are beyond human comprehension. Even the people who complain, who claim expertise, the meteorologists, they still haven't figured out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a certain basis of understanding. Like the Navi says, and we read it on every fast day, it's not the way you think that I think. And of course, if a person turns around and says, well, wait a second, how come meteorologists are always so wrong? And the answer is because they refuse to understand that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. But when we walk around outside, and we do pay attention, and we take a look at what grows under what circumstances, and we realize Hashem made it so, and He wanted to do so for different reasons. Why is it that when you're in a desert environment, certain things grow? Why, when you're in a cold environment, other things grow? Why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to put these things together? And how it is that when we walk in a supermarket and we take a look in the produce aisle and we see what's available to us and we come to appreciate all the different things that come together? Some of them grown here in New Jersey. Some of them impossible to find except under specific climates. And of course, we can appreciate those climates and those people are in those places. We should also remember to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs it as well. Similar, says the Chovos HaLevavos, if we develop a deeper appreciation still and a deeper trust in Hashem, so a person will trust and recognize that it's not just the things that we can handle where we see the hand of Hashem, but even in the things that we do handle. The most obvious is when a person comes to the understanding that he can go ahead and do his business, but he understands he puts his bitachon in Hashem. He comes to davening every day before he goes, and he gets the Baruch Aleinu, and he davens. His tefillah, says Rav Matisyo, explaining this line, should be as following. Ribono Shel Olam, he should say, I know how to go ahead and set up a business. But you have to understand, I also know that I can set up a business all day long. If you wanted to stop the success of that business, my business wouldn't be successful. Right? And so therefore, I am davening to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you shouldn't stop me, and you should allow me to do my business. That's not the correct way of bitachon. It's not bitachon to ask God to stand away. All right? What's more correct? That's a partnership. A person should understand, I'm not a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not a shutaf with him. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the owner of the business. He controls the business. What I perceive as my success is really his for me. Changes the way you choose to define what success is. And it changes the focus when you need to make decisions as to when to be a rachaman, when to be a strict person, and whether it's worth it to try to cheat in that business. And so therefore, as you go through the day, read the papers, see the scandals of the day, take a look at some of the news stories that are out on the news, and ask yourself, how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, and what does He want me to do as He's running it there within? What are the expectations that Hashem has for me in the world? If you turn around and look and learn that way, every day will be a great day. Have a terrific day.